Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Millie Youngquist from the Community Foundation of Washington County. This is part one of a two-part interview. November has a special designation, and as the Director of Hospice of Washington County, can you share what it is?
Yeah, November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month, and so hospices across the country are wanting to make sure that this is the month we reach out and let individuals understand and know exactly what hospice and palliative care is all about.
And what does this provide in Washington County and the surrounding area?
Well, it gives us an opportunity to, again, put the words hospice and palliative care in front of our consumers and the citizens to which the service area that we serve. It allows them to maybe start asking that question. We, you know, tell folks is that it not only is it important to understand what somebody's end-of-life wishes are in respect to advanced care directives and that, but also to know what do they want as far as a hospice or palliative care, and what do you know about hospice and palliative care. So many people think that hospice care is only something you do within those last 24 and 48 hours of an individual's life or end-of-life process. And really, it's something that 6 months or more that we try to be able to provide end-of-life care for individuals according to what their wishes are.
And what kind of care is that? Can you share some of the services that Hospice of Washington County provides?
You bet. We've been around the Washington community area for over 30 years now, and we're the only not-for-profit hospice serving this seven-county area. And as that not-for-profit, we provide comfort care at end of life for any individual, regardless of whether or not they have Medicare insurance or any other type of insurance to pay. And the services usually include, by rule, a skilled nurse, nurse's aide, a spiritual care advisor, a medical director, a nurse practitioner, a pharmacist. We also then provide at no cost complementary services such as music therapy and massage therapy. We have bereavement and grief services that we go ahead and provide for our individuals. So it's a wide array. And then we also provide any type of supplements. Maybe the person doesn't like to really eat very well or is having a hard time with that. So we provide things like Boost and Breeze, maybe an air mattress, anything that patient and family would need to help provide comfort for the individual at their end of life.
And can you also share how Hospice of Washington County helps not only the individual, but their family?
You bet. We try to make sure that the family understands each and every step of that dying process and help them through that. And so maybe they need help with understanding what are going to be some of the signs and symptoms that they're going to see within their loved one as they kind of are gone from their sight, if you will. And so we talk to them about terminal agitation, the various levels of pain, and then the pain medications that we utilize as a hospice service. We also just provide a warm hug, a listening set of ears, and whatever that family needs. Maybe that family needs someone to sit with their loved one while they go and finish some Christmas shopping or grocery shopping. So we'll help to provide that. Or maybe they want someone to help do a little bit of light housework, and we can go ahead and provide that as well. So we try to make sure that it's not just the patient that we provide cares for, but the entire family, so that all of them can spend their time with their loved one the way they want to.
And the holidays are upon us. Would you have any words of advice for families who have had a family member in hospice in the past who's no longer here?
You bet. If you're feeling, you know, especially during the holidays, we kind of have a tendency to remember the ones that are not sharing that holiday with us. And so we do have our grief support services if you just need to have someone to reach out and talk to. And then tomorrow, our memorial trees are going to be going up at the Washington Community Library. And so if you by chance have a ornament that you want placed on any of those trees in memory of a loved one, please bring them by the office. Put who the loved one is, and then we'll make sure that it gets put up on the tree. We try to be able to, especially over the holidays, if we know of individuals that may want an extra visit or may want an extra phone call. We have a lot of our volunteers that are phone calling and sending cards to patients and families during this time just to help to lift them up a little bit.
And again, if people want to inquire for more information, what's the best way they do that?
They can get a hold of us at Hospice of Washington County, 319-653-7321, or I can be emailed at Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, at hospicewc.com.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Millie Youngquist from the Community Foundation of Washington County talking about endowments. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News. This is part one of a two-part interview.